It is Wednesday, the morning we speak with Jack Lessonberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. All right, Jack, let's jump right into results from yesterday's election. State Representative Paul Scott is the first Michigan lawmaker in nearly three decades to be recalled. He was targeted by the Michigan Education Association for his support of changes to state teacher tenure law and budget cuts to education funding. How big of a surprise is this?
Not very, I don't think, Christina. Both sides spent a fair amount of money. The recall forces, the teachers' union, spent more. It was a very close election, and I think we shouldn't forget that Representative Scott had other problems. Less than 2 years after first being elected, he staged somewhat of a bizarre campaign for Secretary of State. His main issue was trying to prevent transsexuals from changing their sex on their driver's license, and then it turned out he'd fathered a child with a staffer. So he had problems in a lot of areas. It was a very close election, but the MEA scored a victory that made people see that teachers' unions still do have some clout.
Some political watchers had been predicting that the Scott recall could be considered a referendum on some of Governor Snyder's more unpopular policies. What's your take on that?
Well, it indicates that the teachers' unions still do have some clout. In fact, Governor Snyder indicated it might be seen as having a chilling effect. And, of course, there are some signs that people are concerned about education, that maybe they think cuts in education have gone too far. There are a number of school millages approved around the state. But to say it was a direct, emphatic, decisive repudiation of Governor Snyder is a little early. It may be interesting to see how this seat is filled. They're going to have a special election to fill it in February, what the issues are and which party wins.
Okay, let's go to Detroit now. Voters there overwhelmingly approved a new city charter. The charter changes the structure of the Detroit City Council, and it creates a department to investigate corruption, fraud, and waste. What does this mean for Detroit?
Well, I think it's sort of the good legacy of Kwame Kilpatrick, Christina. When Kwame Kilpatrick ran into all his difficulties, the charter was so vague it wasn't clear how they could expel him. It's also pretty clear that the at-large system of city council members just doesn't work. And voters asked for this to be changed a couple of years ago. They put something on the ballot. The incumbent politicians didn't like it. But what it means is Detroit's going to go to a system where there is more oversight. There's different ways to remove officials who screw up. And they're going to a system where they have seven city council members by district and two at large. So people in neighborhoods will have a council person they can reach out to try to get something done. It's not immediately clear whether their power will be any greater. Under the old system, city council didn't have much power other than to approve the overall budget. They couldn't move to get your streetlights turned back on, for example. But these are changes that most people think, other than the sitting politicians, are going to be good changes.
Flint Mayor Dane Walling won his reelection bid last night. But interestingly enough, just yesterday, Governor Snyder announced that he will likely appoint an emergency manager to run Flint. So is Walling continuing a job that might very soon not really have that much power?
Well, that could be the case, although the idea is that emergency managers aren't supposed to last forever. The timing seemed a little odd that the governor would announce this on election day. But on the other hand, if the governor had held off on this announcement till after the election, people could accuse him of sort of hiding that. And maybe voters had a right to know that. Mayor Walling was expected to win election easily, and he did. But it is no great surprise that Flint is in financial difficulty. Some people are surprised it hasn't had an emergency manager already.
And finally, local millages across the state were voted on yesterday as well, including in Lansing, where residents approved an increase in their taxes in order to pay for public safety and road maintenance. Do you think this is kind of a theme across the state yesterday, that folks are willing to pay a little bit more for government services?
I do think that people are willing to pay if they know what they're getting. In some cases where they put Mount Clemens and Macomb County put a very amorphous property tax millage on the ballot and people voted it down, if they can see what they're getting, people are often willing to support it, especially when it comes to fixing the roads, especially when it comes to police and fire.
Thanks for your analysis, Jack.
My pleasure.